Hey folks, how you doing? Happy Wednesday, wherever you're at. I've had a great day today. Been meeting with some pastor friends of mine, and busy day, but a good day. Lots of driving in the rain here in England today. Tomorrow, I'm off to London and back to the US on Friday, so all is well. Good. Hey, let me share something real important with you in a moment. You know, every video I make, I always say this is the most important thing I know, and I really mean it, actually. But hey, again, if you're new to my YouTube channel, check out the links below. You know, if you haven't yet subscribed to our email newsletter, that really helps as well. I'm working on trying to move everything to email rather than social media at the moment, so it helps keep in contact if you're part of our email list there. Boom. Good. Hey, what's the most important thing in our Christian life? That's an interesting question. I've been thinking about this today. You know, there's a passage in Matthew 7 at the end of the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus says something that I find absolutely terrifying. You know what Jesus says? Many will come to me in that day and say, didn't we prophesy? Didn't we cast out demons? Didn't we heal the sick, move mountains, whatever? And Jesus says, I will say to them, depart from me, for I never knew you. And I want to be really clear, none of us should ever live in fear. God doesn't want us to have a fear relationship. God wants us to be secure in our walk with Him. And yet, if I can say that, I take that verse really, really seriously. I know many people who think they know God, and I'm not sure they know God. And I thankfully, it's a really great news, I'm not the judge of that. But in one sense, we want to press into knowing Him. I want to live so I'm not secure that my secure in my emotions telling me I know God. Rather, I want to actually be insecure in my real relationship with Him. And I've had a lifelong pursuit. And for the rest of my life, if there's one thing I want to do, you know, I'm called to make God known, but my calling is to know Him. Let me say that again. We're called to make God known. That's the second commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Go into the world, preach the gospel to every creature. But more than anything else, we're called to know Him. You know, Paul says that in Philippians, that all of the things that I could have recommended myself for, all of the, everything good in a way that I, let me move this camera here, everything good that I had going for me, Paul says, I counted loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. And then Paul sums it up this way. He says, that I might know Him, that I might actually know Him and be found in Him. So how can we be secure in the fact that we really do know God? We're not just conning ourselves, or we're not those to whom He'll say one day, depart from me, I never knew you. Here's three quick ideas on that, really brief, quick video today. Number one, repentance. I'm not secure in my faith in Jesus. I'm secure in His keeping power, and I'm secure in the blood of Jesus, and I want to press into the cross as a daily thing, not as a one-time event in my life or as some occasional thing. I want to be daily coming to the Lord. You know, even when I wake up on a day like today and I go, hey Jesus, I'm doing really well. I've got all of my ducks in a row. You must be really pleased with me, Jesus, today. It really doesn't mean a thing. What I want to be doing is pressing into nothing but the blood of Jesus, the security of the finished works of the cross. I think secondly, what we want to be doing, this is even more important in a way, is daily pressing into intimacy with Him. We want to press into intimacy in the secret place rather than the public place. And I think the danger of being a Christian in 2021 is we spend a whole load of time worshiping in public, and I think at times, very little times, worshiping in private. So I think we want to press into worshiping Him when nobody's around, worshiping Him when nobody's looking, worshiping Him when there's no vanity, there's no virtue signaling involved in other people seeing us do that. Press into spending time with Him. Yeah. Thirdly, I'll finish with this today, but we want to press into His Word, because not how we feel about His Word, not our interpretation of His Word. We want to be daily pressing into it is written. You know, if you think about it, when Jesus was tested, he was tested at the beginning of his ministry and tested at the end of his ministry, the desert and then Calvary. And yet at the very beginning, when he's tested, he's had this incredible experience. He's filled with the Holy Spirit for the first time really in his life. And Jesus's, all of his response to the enemy is, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written. And knowing God, I can't, Wigglesworth used to say, I can't know God by my feelings. I can't know God by what happens. I can't tell you how many times people say to me as a pastor, well, God opened a door. And I say, yeah, it's wrong. What you're doing is sinful. What you're doing is wrong. What you're doing breaks covenant. And yeah, but God opened the door. And, you know, God opens doors, Satan opens doors, we open doors, the wind blows doors open. The open door means very little to me. It is written. And I think if we press into, in every way, every day, saying, Lord, I want to know you, we'll be safe and secure in him. Not safe in our efforts, but safe in his keeping power. So let's know God. Boom. And then let's make him known. Hey, real quick video today. I apologize. A lot of background noise here. I hope you guys get to hear this. But I'll try and do a quieter video real soon. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.